Her hair was long enough to drape over her eyes, but too short to conceal that she bit her lips. Agnes shifted on her seat to take off her jacket.
I don't know how I got this.
Dr. Julie moved her chair and leaned towards Agnes, who looked into her eyes in search of seeing what she saw. They were the same set of expressionless eyes that had been looking at Agnes for the last month. She didn't even know that it was possible to have dull eyes like Dr. Julie's all the time. It might be a part of her training, she thought. She reminded herself, without believing, that Dr. Julie was trying to help her, and continued.
Why would I ask a stranger to paint a tree on my shoulder?
Dr. Julie quickly responded.
You don't remember when you got the tattoo, or how?
It was the first direct question Dr. Julie had asked since her first appointment.
No! I never wanted to have a tattoo. It just appeared one day. I was painting a large-size landscape and didn't even leave my studio for days. It is not like I lost my consciousness and went to a tattoo parlor.
How did you feel when you discovered the tattoo that you don't remember getting? Did you have similar experiences before? Do you remember finding, for example, a bruise without knowing how it might have appeared?
Agnes could not bring emotions to Dr. Julie's dull eyes, but sparked a curiosity on her fourth appointment at last. Dr. Julie was not just a note-taker anymore.
It was like a long-forgotten sketch, smudged and vague. Then the sketch got darker. I thought that I was losing my mind. I put on long-sleeve shirts even when I was in bed. Taking a shower was a nightmare. I covered the only mirror I have with a sheet. I didn't want to see it.
The morning when Agnes discovered the tree tattoo on her shoulder months before she contacted Dr. Julie flashed back. She remembered she was hurt after she broke up with Ash. She didn't know how deep he was in her life. Not until she unlocked the door of her studio she used to share with him when she returned from the trip alone. Her life was around him, as if he were the sun, she were the earth turning in her orbit, with the ignorance of the power of the sun while the sun was fixing her path, sometimes closer, sometimes further. Their relationship had cracked, and the breakup had been inevitable. They both knew that. They had to go to a faraway, unfamiliar island to end it. She confined herself in her studio and painted the yellow house they stayed in until she was too exhausted to hold her brush for days, and then painted landscapes. When there was no room in her studio to place a new canvas, she understood that it was time to call the gallery manager. She wasn't expecting her exhibit to be such a success. Almost all of her paintings were sold. She even received a commissioned request for a large painting. She was not thrilled about the offer, but this gentleman, who had already bought one of her paintings from her exhibit, asked her to paint whatever she felt like, but use the paints that he would provide. That was a strange request. She could not find a reason to reject it, though. She had never met this gentleman, only his assistant, or whatever the title of that person who visited her had. He said his name was John, just John. Agnes thought it was too casual to call him John, but she didn't ask for any further information. He was in his 60s, slim, no coughing or shortness of breath after climbing the stairs of 5 floors to reach her studio. But he just didn't look healthy to her. He dropped off the box with paints. The box was small enough to fit into a microwave. The paints in tiny bottles were padded with unbleached paper in the box. They smelled like the paints she used. She felt a tiny drop of black color on her thumb. The texture was a bit thicker, but manageable. Agnes worked days and nights on the commissioned work. She was covered with paints most of the time, not paying much attention to her skin. One day, she realized that she had this sketch on her shoulder. First, she thought that she was imagining it, and her solitude must have messed up her mind. A couple of days after her discovery, the sketch got thicker and darker. She had a tree on her shoulder. It was not just a tattoo. It felt like a living and breathing tree. Agnes didn't tell Dr. Julie what played in her head. After a long pause, she said,
"The tattoo is changing when my emotions change.